Well, John, it's a fairly uneventful first half. Did liven up in the second half. Are you happy with the points at the end of the day?
Yeah, I'd prefer three, but I think we did enough to win it. Their keepers pulled off two absolute worldies. So I think if you take one of them, then suddenly that would be a real solid performance. And it's nice to keep a clean sheet because we haven't kept enough this year. And we said that at half-time, that it's important. I know we want to win it, but don't go chasing it and leave ourselves open, because Harrison and Gaffney and Bolden on their day can be a real threat. I thought we kept our shape, but I think some of our play and some of our tempo, and we've got plenty of crosses in. On another day, you'd take one of them, but it didn't happen today. But it's also important that we didn't give them a chance as well. So put bodies on the line when we needed to, especially one occasion. And I thought we did enough to win the game today. But you don't always get your rewards. But it's still nice. That's two games unbeaten now. We have to go on runs, and the longer those runs can continue, then the better position we're going to be in. So it's important that we get a run together now through the Christmas period.
You mentioned bodies on the line, epitomised by John Guthrie, a man of the match performance from him. Great blocks from John Guthrie
and Kieran Morris.
Kieran Morris as well. Crucial headers as well from Nicky Devlin from some corners as well. So it's a good defensive display.
It was a defensive, but I thought it was a good overall display. Defensive display comes from the whole team, and offensive as well. We can have threats. You've got Luke producing four or five really good crosses today. So I thought all in all, we can't fault the lads' application. I thought we created enough to win the game today. But we can't take it away from Darrell's team as well, because they're on the day, they're a good team. They've put teams to bed this year. I know they've lost the two, but I watched their game against Southend and they comfortably beat them 3-0. So we don't underestimate Bristol Rovers as well, I think, the position they're in. And I think Darrell will say that they're in a false position with the attacking threat they've got. But I thought it was a bit of a chess game in the first half, I agree. Second half, I thought we were on the front foot and we looked like the team who were going to go on and win it.
You mentioned in your first answer just how important it is to keep clean sheets. It was a little while till you got your first one at Doncaster, but that's back-to-back home clean sheets now, and that's important to keep that going, to have a solid base.
Yeah, of course it is, because then you only have to score one goal. And it doesn't matter what level you're at. If you can shut teams out, then it gives you that chance, whether it's in the first minute or the last minute, that one goal could be enough. We'll regroup, see how the lads are after that, and then we'll get ready for the next home game. But I thought it was good. I thought the atmosphere second half was much better. And it'd be nice to give the fans a win today, but I don't think we can fault the lads' effort.
Wing backs was played quite a lot the first part of the season, but are you looking at four at the back being the way forward for you now?
Well, that's all we've played for the last 15 games, so I'm not looking to switch it yet. Have you got any ideas for that one? No? I think I'm quite happy with our performances at the moment. Never say never though, but a lot of that depends on personnel as well though. So I'm quite happy. We're looking quite solid and resolute. Our shape's really good, and we're a threat going forward as well. So considering we've got a few lads missing, and I wouldn't say weakened, but it would be nice to have Tyler and Hammer in the mix as well, and James Wilson and Flo. So we've got all these players who aren't far from coming back. So for me, we're in quite a strong position. It's important that we stay in touch to enable all those players to come back and really strengthen the squad.
In terms of offensively, did you think you weren't weakened, but were you missing somebody like Amadou Bakayoko with his strength up front, or Tyler Roberts today?
No, I don't think we're missing him. I think that would be unfair. I'm not taking anything away. I thought Dan did really well. He got a back spasm after a tackle, but I thought he occupied him really well, competed for first balls, was really unlucky with his chance first half, but he did great to create the opportunity for himself. So he's a young striker who's doing really well and who's getting stronger and fitter as the weeks go by. So I wouldn't say that we were any weaker today. It's just nice to have some depth and something off the bench as well.
And you've got Rotherham to come here on Saturday. It was a bit of a freak result, an anomaly, the 5-1 earlier on in the season. What has changed to prevent those sort of results moving forward since that game now?
Hard work. I think in any work life, just hard work out on the training pitch. Hard work, a little bit of honest reflection as well, and just a little bit more desire to stop crosses coming in the box, and just to probably engage teams a bit higher up the pitch as well with our pressing. So I think overall the group's just starting to mature a little bit, and but I know they've had a good win against Bury today, 3-0 I think, so it'll be a tough game for one of the big hitters, but I think we'll be ready for it, and if we can have the similar kind of resolute performance defensively, we can hopefully create some opportunities in the final third.
What's your final home game of this calendar year. It's been pretty good so far in terms of this season. 1-4, drawn 6, lost 2. Be nice to end the year on a high for your home fans.
It would, and we'll be doing everything we can to try and make that happen. So we'll recover the lads, and then we'll keep it really bright and high energy on Thursday, Friday, ready for that game. And it shows from today that the lads have looked after themselves over the festive period, so that's really pleasing for me, because it's all about trust, and they're a good group to trust.
And you, sort of with your background, the right man to sort of to look after these players with such a amount of games in a short space of time.
Yeah, it is. And then just recognising from speaking to players if they're looking a bit jaded. But also, it's not just me, it's a team effort. You've got Rev, who's doing, we do say it is soapy massages when he's doing 12 and 13 of them. That can be tiring. I've done it myself as a physio. So Mark Bradley's got an important part to play. John Ward, Callum Hayes, the analyst. So I think we're all important as each other, and there's no hierarchy in the staff, and I think we're all needed when over the coming weeks.